This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So perhaps interest rates stay low longer, perhaps, and the broad sell-off has hit not just stocks but commodities on the bet that the world economy will be weaker and need less, for instance, nickel, aluminum, and oil. While this is bad news for producers, it may be good news for consumers. From Chicago, Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on that.
The good news is the potential for cost savings, says analyst Ian Shepherdson of Pantheon Macroeconomics.
It's going to be an enormous drop in gas prices.
Shepherdson predicts prices as low as $2, maybe even $1.50 per gallon within the next few weeks. For people in areas of the Northeast that use heating oil, their costs this winter will also go down.
The holiday season, as far as retailers are concerned, is not very far away. And for them to see their customers enjoying a big cash flow boost from falling energy prices is really pretty good news.
The bad news, he says, is that the commodity sell-off right now is too broad, based on panic, and that could hurt farmers here in the Midwest. Still, there's potentially more good news for municipal governments. Money leaving the stock market is heading into bonds. Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics.
Well, it certainly reduces the rate the Treasury has to pay to borrow, and that may reduce the cost of both municipalities and the federal government.
But Petru says if bond rates get too low, that could endanger insurance companies, pensions, and people's long-term savings. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.